With a groundbreaking ceremony on November 7 being tentatively discussed, Gibson's agreed to swap one form of guarantee for another to help move the Sunshine Coast Affordable Housing Society's project at 571 Shaw Road a step closer to a construction start. The town's 2018-2022 council was called back into service on short notice to a special council meeting on October 19 to consider the issue. It agreed to accept a letter of indemnification from the BC Housing Management Commission, BCHMC, to ensure requirements under the town's subdivision and development servicing and stormwater management bylaw are paid for. The Sunshine Coast Affordable Housing Society are financing their project through BCHMC. Normal practice would have seen the society provide a letter of credit for work related to the project. Building permit ready. Along with comments from Cown. David Kroll regarding the potential for a launch event, Town Chief Administrative Officer, Emmanuel Machado confirmed that the proponents are slated to be at the town offices on October 21 to pick up and pay for the project's building permit. It is for the first phase of the project, a 40-unit building containing a mix of studio, 1, 2 and 3-bedroom apartments. It has received grant funding and BCHMC has agreed to loan the society monies for project construction. Under that financing proposal, 30% of the project's units would be offered at 80% or less of the median market rental rate, with the balance rented at below market rates. The society's vision is to build up to 70 units on the approximately 4 acres of town-owned land. Stormwater management questions. The staff report provided to council detailed that the society has agreed to complete the design and construction of works and services, including stormwater management related to the project. In response to questions from Cown. Anne-Marie de Andrade regarding flooding on properties adjacent to the site, Machado confirmed that a project stormwater management plan has been submitted and reviewed by both town staff and consulting engineers. He also noted the town would be doing work to make drainage improvements related to its infrastructure in the area. The report also noted that the project continues to pay for its share of development costs, so there is no implication to the town's financial plan.